This is a National Diaper Bank Network Minute.
Diapers are not a luxury.
Your diapers, m'lady.
But only 18 states exempt them from sales tax. Since nearly half of U.S. families struggle to afford diapers, these taxes are further limiting the number they can buy. Diaper banks around the country are advocating to end diaper taxes, and they're winning. NDBN Manager of State Policy Lacey Jarrow is supporting these amazing organizations who are making change.
Since the inception of NDBN with diaper banks across the country to eradicate the sales tax on diapers, and this year and last year, we've seen tremendous growth in the amount of states that are exempting diapers from sales tax. And we've seen a great recognition that these basic necessities shouldn't be taxed. So I've been working with diaper banks across the country, and I just want to highlight two states that passed the exemption this year, which are Florida and Texas, who have really strong coalitions of diaper banks that are members of our network that are working together to advocate for policy change. So this year in Florida, we saw that the diaper tax bill went permanent. Last year, there was a one-year exemption, but this year advocates fought for this to be a permanent change. So the diaper banks in the state really worked to advocate by writing testimony, by doing in-person testimony. We had a day at the Capitol with Representative Anna Eskamani, who led the charge alongside Senator Lauren Book. The diaper banks were able to get in front of lawmakers and talk about the important work that they're doing in their community and why the diapers should be fully exempt from sales tax. And then in Texas, an effort led by Representative Donna Howard since 2015, which I should say, both of these states have been working on this policy change since 2015. And so in Texas, the Texas diaper banks came together not once, but twice at the Capitol this past year, starting last September, and then came again in February to advocate for this important policy change. And in Texas, the bill that ultimately passed included diapers, period products, adult incontinence products, and maternity care items. So it was a full comprehensive bill. And so, you know, as we continue to look at the states who haven't exempted diapers from sales tax, we'll continue to work with diaper banks across the country to be advocates for this important policy change.
It must be so powerful, both with legislators and with the public, to have people who are on the ground doing the work, delivering the message.
Yeah, absolutely. And those should be the deliverers of the message, because they're seeing the need in their areas every day. They're getting the calls and not always being able to answer the calls because the need is so great. We know that nearly one in two U.S. families with young children are experiencing diaper need, and our diaper banks are seeing that every single day. So they're using their voice and they're using what they're seeing in their communities to speak up and advocate for change. And it really is very meaningful for policymakers and for their communities.
You know, you mentioned that the work to change policy started in Texas in 2015. I know legislative change rarely comes quickly. These are people who are moving mountains to get diapers and other resources into their communities. How do you kind of keep them engaged and support them for that long, hard haul that advocacy can be?
Yeah, you know, it's really challenging, Colleen, because there's this lull sometimes where advocates get exhausted. You've been trying and trying and trying and trying, but it's exhausting to continue to try. But one thing that I've noticed with the diaper banks is the more that they're working in their communities and seeing that need, the stronger advocates they're becoming. And I think it's because they all know that what they would ideally like to see is to put themselves out of business and make sure that everyone has their basic needs met. So I think with this particular group of advocates across the country, and I'm thinking in my mind about Missouri, we have an amazing coalition of diaper banks there who haven't been able to get a tax exemption done for the past 3 years, but are going into year four strong and ready to go because they all have this vision in their head of ending diaper need across the country. And I think that's what continues to inspire and to drive advocates to continue their work despite legislative sessions being very challenging at times.
You know, I think of all the support that you give to diaper banks, helping people write testimony and tracking legislation through committees, all that stuff. You're actually creating advocates for the long run, not just for these sales tax battles, right? These are real voices for families who are struggling.
Absolutely. This is just, you know, the jumpstart point. What, you know, other states have come to do, and thinking about, you know, California, for example, a strong group of diaper banks there who have advocated for three different policies to get funding for diaper banks, to get stipends for families. So I think what this does is the sales tax is something that diaper banks really can get behind, but it's only the beginning for many of them. And it really leads them to become strong advocates in their communities for issues even beyond diaper needs. So it really is a great starting point. And I think the best part of it is that the policy change really brings the diaper banks together in their states. And it's been great to see these coalitions form to help each other out and inspire each other to continue to move forward with policy change.
Thanks, Lacey. To learn more about the diaper tax and all things diaper need, please visit nationaldiaperbanknetwork.org.